All right, everyone, welcome forth to Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Truly, forth and long.
Yeah, back
the
together.
Band is back together.
Fucking, how long has it been?
I don't know.
2 months?
Almost.
World traveler over here had to go.
Florida does feel like it's a different place. Although Scott was there too, so.
Did it look like GTA?
Not
at times. At times. Yeah.
Naples is very old.
Oh, you went to Naples.
Funny. Somebody was still.
Okay, it was still better scenery than Cleveland, which is where I was before
it's
that.
It's not difficult to have better scenery than Cleveland.
I forgot who. Somebody was asking me, like, well, you know, you're enjoying your retirement. Where'd you go? And I was like, I was down in Florida. It's like, oh, did you see some titties? What? I didn't know.
I don't know.
Florida
where
was synonymous with titties.
On the beach. I mean,
I had to bring my titties with me.
Yeah,
because there were the titties there.
I mean, in the. I mean, no.
Yeah.
And exactly. The titties that I would have seen would have been.
The median age of titty where I was at was about 68.
Yes, ditto.
That's funny because my sister used to live in Naples, so.
Is she old?
Yeah, that's why she moved.
So she's the reason why it's 68, not 74. She brought down the average just a little bit.
Yeah,
this was also like probably 8 or 9 years ago at least.
Yeah, well, I looked at the stats of where I was at, which was Venice, Florida.
Not much better.
The average, 65% of that city is 64 years or older. 2 years or younger, it was like 1%.
I bet Naples is not far off.
It has got to be probably the biggest city without a school.
Don't need them here.
They don't need them.
Fuck them schools.
I think Naples has county schools.
Actually, I think you're right. I think it does have a county school district.
It's a county school district. Even though, like,
the other thing was while the average age was probably 68, the average price of an automobile I saw was about $90,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
and they all run stop lights.
Just a used truck nowadays.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or a used Maserati, one of the two, you know.
Maseratis aren't that much.
Well, one of the reasons why we rented a vehicle was I was not driving my girlfriend's grandmother's Mercedes SUV. Because
why?
I did not.
Oh, I know you. Never mind. I
wanted
know
no part of that. No.
You didn't take the Subaru?
No.
Why?
I don't play anymore.
The carpet got munched out of it.
Dude,
we're gonna talk.
We can't make things.
No, you need to produce better. This needs to be stopped.
You started this.
No, he's been sitting there waiting. I saw him. I know that look. He's got something for me.
Nailed it. Like that TikTok I sent you, the baseball players.
Which one?
The baseball players colliding. Two baseball players collided.
They scissored.
They scissored so hard they went and bought a Subaru together.
I'm going to have to throw this away.
Yeah, you might want to just stop.
Why, nobody listens.
Yeah, fuck it, nobody's listening to it.
No such thing as bad publicity, Roger.
Oh, shit.
That's why I keep being told.
You can't say that on it.
Nobody's listening.
It doesn't matter.
I keep being told that, but it seems to not come true.
And if
which part?
The bad publicity.
Oh, really? Why, did you get...
Did you get bad publicity?
Bad publicity.
No, we're just not getting any publicity.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody's listening.
So when you
promote
this, Tom discussed the Lesbaru, and then that'll be all you need to put in the opening remarks for it.
I'll call it the Subaru just to trick them.
There you go. See, you're on it.
Yeah.
All right.
This is supposed to be about sports.
Yeah.
We haven't talked sports.
And how about the Royals have not lost 10 in a row?
How about them Royals?
July.
Is that what you're sticking to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said it at the beginning of the season.
I don't know, for a couple days there, you were getting cocky.
Eh, a couple days. When it started.
The first two.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that they
broke. Yeah, 2 runs in 2 games.
I'm just happy that they're still in it in mid-April.
It's almost, mid-April.
If Will Smith keeps going out there, I got a good shot.
He's not the closer anymore. So
didn't appear to be anyway.
Oh, so we learned our lessons real quick.
Hey, this is not Mike Matheny.
16.
Or Dave
16
Moore.
Straight shutout innings by out the bullpen.
Yep.
Ever since that change.
Yeah.
Because we're two Will Smith, you know, bad games from this being a, what, 7-game win streak instead of 5?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yep.
So, he blew 2 saves in Baltimore.
Yeah. Who knew that some of the best teams in baseball were going to be like the Pirates, the Royals, the... Who else is up there?
Let's keep in mind we're like 1/16 of our way through the season.
Well, the best
Milwaukee,
part...
Milwaukee.
1/16.
The best part...
out of 162.
This would be like a football team starting the season 2-0.
Or 1-0.
Or 1-1.
It'd be 1-0.
It's 1-0. It's 1-0. This is like making a decision based on that.
Well, fire Andy Reid.
We've been there before, so yeah.
Like... Who is it that always comes out? There's always somebody that comes out and wins week one, and they're like, oh, they're going to be for real, and then...
The Chargers.
They're dog shit the rest of the year.
Yeah.
They've done that for 2 decades.
Yeah, they won the preseason.
Hey, I am just...
Because, hey, they did it again this year. So.
Because how many times have we been at this specific spot in baseball going, well, fuck.
Yeah, over.
Yep. Well, yeah. Football season starts in about... God damn.
Yep. No, and Mr. August is playing in April.
Yes,
so.
He is.
Oh, the other ones, Cleveland and Detroit, have come out.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah. That was who was. That was. Because nobody was thinking Detroit was going to be good. They've surprised people. Yeah.
Wow, White Sox are.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
They're where we normally are at this
juncture.
And
then they keep getting hurt, too.
In April.
Yeah, Thank you.
Is the old man still the...
No, it is our old bench coach.
Yeah, it's Grafal.
Pedro Grafal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I remember that.
Who may not make it to the All-Star
He's probably
break.
Not going to make it to the All-Star break. He'll be back on the bench with the Royals real soon.
No, he won't.
Or not.
Nope. I think we got right what we need.
Yeah.
Don't cause any more waves.
What's nice about this start is it doesn't feel like 2003.
Oh, that it's...
Where we were like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad it is, but how?
Yes.
Yeah, because there was nothing good about that team.
Oh, no.
I mean, you couldn't go... Cut-off
man hitting the first baseman in the back of the head and...
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't sit there going, well, at least... I mean, we know why, because the starting pitching is so good. Or the bullpen has bailed us out, or...
Right.
It was...
No, it was all luck.
It was all just, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
No, but this starting rotation is
historic.
Pretty fucking good so far.
Yeah. Again, last night probably one of the worst performances of the season.
I think it definitely was.
And gave up 3 runs.
In 5 innings.
In
still
5 innings.
Kept
us in the ball game.
Yep, I'll take that.
You know, since we're not the Yankees or the Dodgers.
There's a couple innings got a little dicey there.
Oh, there were several.
That was kind of the
But they
point,
got through
though.
Them.
They
though.
Did. They weathered
the
storm.
But he battled. Reagan's
was...
battled. He stuck with it.
And the Royals
Because I'm with you. I'm with you, Roger. I'm watching this game, and I'm guaranteeing you and me probably had the same thought processes. If I don't know if you watched it or...
That should frighten you.
No, but we're probably both sitting there going, they're going to fucking lose. I don't even know why I'm fucking wasting my goddamn time watching the horse's ass bullshit.
Because just had that feel where they kept letting guys on.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, okay.
I'm like, okay, this is not going to end well.
And then they got doubled and you're like...
And then all of a sudden they get out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hell, even if they tie it up, at least they made it a game.
Yeah.
And at least I got entertained for the... past 2.5 hours, whatever.
And
then they tied it up. And it's like, well, they're not going to...
There's no way the bullpen's going to hold this game long enough that they can win the game.
I'm being entertained here. And then they won, and I'm like...
The fuck?
I wish you guys were here so I could go, what the fuck Did I just see that? Didn't we win? Because I didn't believe it. And that, I was telling Matt before you guys showed up, it's starting to feel a little bit like that 14 year where, maybe 13, where it's like they win a game that you had no idea they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then by 2015, you got to the point where it was expected. This, we're still in the, holy shit, we just won a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it. So
we were down 3-0 and won a game.
Against a very talented roster.
Yes.
That's the other thing. It's like,
that was against the Astros.
When they swept the White Sox.
They did what they were supposed to
do. The White Sox were terrible. But in baseball, 4-game sweeps are rare.
Yes.
Like statistically speaking, it's difficult for any team to beat another team 4 games in yep. 4 days.
Absolutely.
It doesn't.
No matter how bad. Throw the records out
or whatever. There's always something weird that happens in one game. It's usually at worst 3-1. They swept them. And I get it. You're kind of like, well, but it was the White Sox. You put an asterisk by it. Yesterday was a pretty good barometer because they battled. Mm-hmm. And what Scott was talking about, my point during the game was, I'm like, the Royals were kind of one of these games. Like, just show up. If you lose today, you lose today. Just show up. And they showed up. They battled. They played. And they won.
Well, and this is, I'll go back to maybe not pro football, but college football. You know, you're playing, KU's playing a Division II school. You're gauging your season on this a little bit. Like, you have to win that game. You have to. Because if you don't, there's no way you're beating K-State. There's no way you're beating, Oklahoma or Texas or anybody else. But then after it's over, it's like, well, you got to. You got to win. And that was what the White Sox was with the Royals.
Yeah.
And like, God, please win. And then they swept and like, well, that's what you're supposed to do. If you want to be a team that's going to be good for the rest of the year,
you shouldn't be losing to the White Sox.
No, you got to win at least three.
Of them.
Got to at least win 3 out of 4.
And they swept them. So, yep. Wow. That's a great sign.
Yep.
Now, because this is still a little bit of Murder's Row that we got coming up here.
Exactly. That's what it's I was going to say. Like, out Orioles of the first 8 series, I think it was 6 of them were in the playoffs last year.
Again, yeah. Maybe we are getting lucky right now catching the Astros at a good time.
That's right.
They're not good, but mm-hmm. take advantage of it. Same way with, you know, Baltimore. They're not struggling, but they're not.
They're a good team.
They're not blowing people out of the water. They're a good team. Looking like any kind of a juggernaut.
Yeah.
Well, they had to bring up one of their prospects.
They did. Which he's supposed to be a superstar stud. Yeah,
he's the number one prospect in baseball.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm. God, I feel...
Jackson Holliday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I feel old. Watched his dad playing a lot of baseball.
Is that
games.
His dad then?
Mm-hmm.
His
Matt Holliday.
No.
Not Roy?
No, Matt Holliday. Cardinals and Rockies,
the dude
Matt
that just
Holliday.
Retired? Are yeah, still that's maybe playing?
That's his kid.
Oh, I thought it was Roy.
No, Matt. Of the Todd Helton World Series Rockies traded to went to the Cardinals and
well that's okay because Toronto's loaded with those guys too.
Yeah, but he's on the wrong team.
he should be
with the Jays with everyone else whose dad played
like in
Major League Baseball.
And, God, there's 3 or 4 of them. I can't think of all of them right now. But yeah. Jesus Christ, I didn't realize that.
That's Matt Holliday, who retired like 6 weeks ago.
Not Roy, who's in the Hall of Fame.
No, who's also dead, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Jackson is only like 19, right?
He's young. I don't know how...
I don't know.
I don't know how old he is, but he's young.
It doesn't matter.
I think he's only like 19 or 20.
We're still old.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we still got the rest of this
He's
month.
He's 20. He just turned 20 in December.
The rest of this month could still fall.
Oh, it could. It could.
But, you got to like what you've seen up to this point.
Right.
Especially with the Royals, who over the course of those of us at this table's lifetime, all but a couple of years in our adult lives, they've been terrible in April.
Yep.
Biggio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's, yes. Yeah. Biggio. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Yep.
It's like a who's who of early of 90s and 2000 All-Stars kids.
They've got the father-son team.
Yes, they do.
Jeez.
But they're not. They're normally giving us no hope by now.
Right.
It's nice to at least be optimistic with some trepidation as opposed to, well, we've won one game in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, and it's optimistic without one of your stars even performing yet, because Pascantino.
Yeah, he's not doing anything. Well.
Pathetic.
Now, granted, he's coming back from a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one to come back from. I'll give him some grace.
Pretty much everybody that we picked up in the offseason that wasn't pitching.
Not really doing
not,
great.
Not so much to speak about there.
No.
But Melendez is hitting. That's a pleasant surprise.
Garcia.
Yes.
Melendez and Garcia.
Salvi.
Salvi and Bobby. Those four are kind of carrying the lineup right now.
And that hit last night to win it.
Yeah.
That was classic Salvi.
On the radio, it sounded like a home run.
I mean, I didn't see it till this morning, but saw the replay. And I mean, he smacked that into the alley. I'm like, that's when Salvi's good.
Yep.
When he hit it, it sounded like the home run that you're talking about, but if you got to see it, you knew it was
just too low. Trajectory was too low.
Yeah.
No, it reminded me of like those late year George Brett hits where he would go to the alley all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what it made me.
And that was a win with two outs.
Yeah.
He got that hit on with two outs.
Two outs. Yeah.
You know, where typically we're so accustomed to it now. Where it's like two outs, you game over. Go to the next inning. Just move
on. You're not going to get
We're not driving him in after
two outs. You better do it with no outs or one out.
And there's that's still a concern for me.
Well, sure.
This year, they left a lot of guys on base too. The Royals. It wasn't just the Astros.
Not as bad as the Astros.
The Astros left. What was it? Last night, going into the ninth inning, I think both teams combined left 20 guys on base.
No, something like that. Yeah.
Well, and then Nelson Velasquez, too. He's been, I mean, granted, it's kind of all or nothing. He either gets a hit or strikes out. There's, like, no in between. But he's at least hitting. He's hitting .323 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, right now, it does.
For the whole game, it was 23.
23?
Jesus.
Between both teams.
In a 4-3 game.
13 for the Astros, 10 for the Royals.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's why I felt like you were going to lose too, because just a four to th- on, it was like,
and in a 4-3 game, not a 9-8 game.
Yeah.
In a 4-3 game, you had that many.
If you look at it from a football side of it, it's like, this team has rushed and passed for 500 yards.
But they've got
9 points to show for it. Meanwhile, my team has rushed and passed for 200 yards, but they've got two interceptions, which were returned for touchdowns.
Yeah, they're winning.
Somehow winning.
Yeah, they're winning 14-9.
Yep.
And they've been outgained by 386 yards.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, that usually does not last long. When you see. It was like, at one point, I think, did they have 20 hits?
The combined,
Astros?
Yeah.
No, Astros.
No, they had 14, I think.
14.
Was it 14?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, at a certain point.
Because it was that, they had two doubles. That second double was the one where I thought we were going
to. Yeah. When they got the run to second base.
Yeah. It was like,
well, shit. Damn it.
This guy's going to get around.
Yep.
And then the inning's over, and you're like, we got out of that.
Well, even in the first, because they had, bases loaded, nobody out, and they only got one
run. One run out of
yes.
that.
Yes.
That doesn't happen often.
And that's ace shit. That's ace-type pitching when you can find
your... Well, that's what they always, always tell you. If you're facing the ace, get on them quick, because you probably won't get another chance after that.
Yep.
And Astros didn't capitalize.
No.
It was probably Taylor Swift's fault.
Mm-hmm. And I think...
Oh, wait, nope, sorry.
And
not talking about the Chiefs.
And going back to your your smoke and mirrors part, the starting pitching has been so consistent so far that we're not to the point that it's like this is smoke and mirrors. They're actually playing... Can they hold it up? Probably not.
Not to this level.
But they are clearly all good pitchers.
No.
You know,
tell them what you were talking about with me on the phone the other day.
So this would be an interesting discussion. Vernier on 610, mm-hmm. who in one breath I am hearing tell people, don't get excited, just enjoy it, blah, 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 blah. He says this Royals roster is more talented than the 15 roster.
Probably.
I don't think so at all.
Probably. You say probably. Where, why?
I don't think so at all.
Where, why, how?
Because I feel like
what
that
positions?
15, yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is the only guy I would take off this roster and replace anyone off that 15 roster.
But I do
from
feel...
From a fielding.
From a hitting standpoint.
Hitting, okay. Yeah. Pitching? Yeah. Starting pitching?
I'd still take Volquez and Ventura.
Ventura, yes. but I'm taking Reagan's and Lugo.
I would take my chances with these five guys.
But the overall roster, I don't think it's close.
And then the 15 had a much better bullpen.
The bullpen was incredible.
Is on this,
in 15.
Because he thinks he might be onto something.
Yeah, I mean, what? I don't think it's like, I don't think there's like crazy differences. As far as like, it's not like it's a crazy more talented roster. I just think it is a little bit, but some of it is that team in 15 caught a lot of fire. And they all played really good at the right time all together. Mm-hmm. But you take any of those guys out and you put them on another team, they're not very good. I mean...
Do we think that any of these guys right now are any good with on another team, though, too, individually?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Savvy.
That's it.
I really think Michael Garcia could.
Okay.
I think...
Yeah.
From the 15 roster, there's about three guys I'd eliminate and take him off. So, I mean...
Okay.
I mean, that's just...
I don't know. Would you take Garcia over Moose?
No. Not in 15. And I want to specify, this is just how they were in 15.
Yeah. We're not
overall career. Mm-hmm. Just
but
in 15.
That's why I think that's the point he's making. He's trying to say, from a talent standpoint, these guys have more career
better.
Upper...
But that's
yeah,
not how he
potential.
Phrased it, though.
No.
He was
like that 2015 team. All right, how many team are going to be
it
in the Hall of Fame?
One.
Salvi.
Yeah,
maybe.
Salvi's a Hall of Fame.
I think he is.
The standard keeps getting lowered by the day.
Salvi's going to be Salvi's in the Hall of Fame, I think.
Agreed, but
yeah, but we may be wrong, but how many off of this team,
hard to say because they're all too new.
Right, but I mean, trajectory as we're talking right now,
none.
One.
Salvi.
No.
Bobby.
No,
maybe.
Too early for me. I can't.
Trajectory.
I said trajectory.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that word?
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting argument, but I'm not. I don't know. Fernier's weird.
And the reason why it was a funny discussion was he's the same guy that was trying to shy away from being over the top, hyperbole, telling people to cool their jets. And then when you make a statement like this team's more talented than the 15 team, it's a rather over the top statement.
Yeah, especially after 10 games have been played.
Yeah.
At that point in time.
Yeah.
When he said that.
But I also say... this moment in time, 2015 Royals looked unfucking beatable 10, 11 games in because they were rolling everyone
The only thing that kept us from saying that they're going to the World Series and winning it in 2015 was the fact that we're all too scared to say it.
Oh yeah, nobody dared.
But I had zero doubts they were at least going to the fucking playoffs.
Oh yeah.
And that was within a week of starting the season.
They had a chip on their shoulders. Oh man. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, Scott and I were at the first brawl with the A's that Friday night game.
Started calling us the Blue World Order.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
When Escobar got taken out by Lowry, that we were at that game on that Friday night that culminated in the Herrera throwing at him on Sunday that cleared the benches again. So
there's already been a lot of bench clearing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I thought there might have been a little something last night with the Royals Astros.
Could carry over to the night.
One of their players, what did you hear about it or see it? Or he struck out, but he got hit.
Oh.
But he got hit on the knuckles. Mm. But yeah, his.
Didn't hit the bat, though.
No, it never hit the bat. It hit
his hand.
They declared it a swing.
Mm. Yeah.
So if the umpire has declared it a swing, it doesn't matter if it even hit.
Yeah, yeah.
If he swung at it. Mm-hmm. So then the next time, let's see, I believe it was Bobby Witt got a little chin music.
I'm okay with it. I think it's great.
And I'm still trying to decipher whether that was completely accidental.
No.
Or whether there was a little, they blew it off on the broadcast. And just say, you know, it happens and blah, 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 blah. But
I'm all right with it.
I'm all right with a little chippiness.
I think it's good for the game.
Because it was Bobby Witt, too. It wasn't. Yeah.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe tonight we get a little.
I think it's great for the game.
And I still.
We should ask Otani what the over-under is on a brawl tonight.
I still applaud all fans for. They still boo.
Munchkin
whenever he comes
Altuve.
Up.
Altuve. Yeah.
And I've been watching some of the Twins games.
Oh, Carrera still gets it.
He still gets booed.
Everywhere he
goes. So,
yep.
Applaud.
Keep it up, America.
Yeah.
It's good for the game.
Because God knows they need it. There has been nothing good to come out of baseball right now.
No.
It's been... It's been bad that I really wish they would just hit a reset button. Blow this thing up and start over.
Do you see where the Players Association is blaming the pitch clock for the
arm problem?
Injury.
Yeah.
That was
terrible.
I'm having a hard time following that logic. I'm not going to lie.
And it's funny you say that because we've talked about
it. So spending more time walking around the mound is going to save their arms?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't either.
And I think they themselves are to blame, which is the funny part, because if you're a 19-year-old kid and you're a pitcher, the game is telling you the only way you're going to make it in the big leagues is if you can throw 98.
Yeah.
You're the ones that have said that this is what you have.
You either need to be able to
throw 99 miles an hour or have Greg Maddux control.
Or a 12-6 curve.
If you got Greg Maddux control, they don't care.
No, yeah, that's it. No, otherwise, you better be able to. Otherwise, you better be able to throw 99 miles an hour.
So no, people you better be able to do that first.
And then.
People are throwing their arms out because that's how they get to the show. And then
they said that there's an uptick in Tommy John surgeries for 17 and 18 year olds.
Years ago.
They haven't even made it out of high school.
Years ago.
Because they've been throwing curveballs since they were 9.
And years ago, there was. I'm glad you brought that up. Years ago, there was a guy that I worked with whose son was a hell of a high school pitcher. Worked out for bunch of teams his senior year, worked out for the Royals 2 or 3 times. One of the biggest knocks on him before his final season was over was he didn't throw a curveball. And his dad wouldn't let him throw a curveball. He's like, I don't want him throwing curveballs at 14, 15. It's terrible for your arm. It's like, he needs to get his arm stronger and then learn how to throw a curveball. He had a solid fastball, changeup. There were one or two other sliders, something else in there he threw pretty well. But he did not throw a curve. And his dad was like, I don't want him throwing a curveball. He can throw a curveball. If you want him to throw one working out, that's fine. But I'm not going to have him in a game throwing them. And so when the
doing it 20 times a game.
Yeah. And when the, and we've argued about this a lot with, and I like how you said it with the reset, the owners and the player, they're all assholes.
Yeah.
It's easy to hate both sides. And for them to come out and use that, because I think most people think that the pitch clock has been great for the game.
I'd be fucking pissed if they take it
away. The day that they came out.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
You'd be pissed if they take it away?
Yeah.
The day that they came out.
I'm proud of you.
Do you know how much smoother games are?
Oh, it's better.
Oh my God.
The night before the MLPA came out and said that, the Royals played a game against the White Sox that lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how long they should be.
That game went into extra innings last night and was still over before 10
o'clock. Still before 10 o'clock.
Yep.
That is an 11:30 game. Yeah, so it started, 10:30. And it's probably, 11. It's probably an 11 o'clock game.
Yeah.
If that's regular, especially with that many pitching changes at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 11 o'clock. It's an hour longer.
Yep. Well, I was starting to get amped up about baseball. Oh, my God. Glad you're self-entertaining. But I was starting to get amped up about baseball, so I YouTubed the replay of one of the World Series games with the Royals. And, you know, when you get on YouTube, down at the bottom, it shows you how long
the video is going to
be. And this thing was like 3 hours and 48 minutes or something like that. And
that was with no commercials.
Correct.
If that game had been on television.
Correct. So then I watched also like the 85. Game 7, where we know that there was some stuff that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2 hours and 38 minutes or something. Yep. You know, it was like that.
There were some long innings in that game.
That was an 11-run game with multiple ejections.
Yeah.
And
the Cardinals were burning through pitchers.
And it was still under 3 hours. And then you go to, 20 years later, 30 years or whatever, and they're fucking around. They're grabbing their crotch. They're spitting.
Adjusting their chain.
Gloves. Fart assing around. And it's like, geez. And the 85 series, pitch. Take a step back. Maybe do a little something right
step
there. And
back
then
in.
Step right back in and you're ready to go. It took 3 seconds. And it was on the same pace as what we're at now.
Yep. Yeah, because it was the players that changed the pace.
Yes, it was the players.
The players absolutely changed it. The David Ortiz generation completely fucking changed it. Completely changed it. And we saw it here with the Royals. Lorenzo Cain's ritual was infuriating.
Yeah.
Between every pitch. 30 seconds between every pitch.
I will age myself quite a bit here, but there was a player for the Indians, Cleveland Indians, not the Guardians. Toby Hera. I don't know if anybody remembers his baseball card or not. But they used to make fun of him because he was one of those guys that he'd get into the batter's box and he'd start pecking with his feet, shuffling around, digging holes, and he took forever to get ready to go to bat. And they used to make fun of him all the time. Like, oh God, here's Toby Hera. We'll take a commercial break and then we'll be back and he'll be ready to go. It was the only guy. 20 years later, it was every single one of them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there was definitely some. They're showing why no one likes any of them when they come out and they say that.
Yeah. They still doing the putting a runner on second
thing? No.
No, they don't do that good.
That's just in the postseason, right? Or no?
No, because it used to be they didn't do it for postseason.
It was just a regular season.
It was just a regular season. Now they just completely eliminated it.
Because, so the run was scored last night.
As you watched last night, it was...
I didn't watch any.
Yeah. But I did.
Yeah. I did.
But the base pass getting...
Well, do you have
Is it
access?
Game on now?
Yeah, yeah, it's on okay. now.
The base pass being moved is nice, too, because they're running more.
Yes. Yeah, the base is getting a little bit bigger. And so, no, they've done some good things, I think, to help the game.
And it's the players that are going to be the ones that are trying to fuck it up. Because that was kind of, honestly, it was kind of infuriating when they came out and said that. Because it's like, no, you...
Dumbass.
It's like, you guys, that has zero to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
So why else do you want to reset?
Well, the ace thing is kind of funny.
The ace thing is just... I'm glad it's happening. But at the same time, it's such a fucking embarrassment.
Fucking embarrassment.
Nomads.
I'm glad it's happening because the players... Oh, well, I was telling you, I've been watching a... it's a podcast that's on YouTube, and it's got AJ Przinski on there.
Dick.
Eric Kratz. That's who the other guy is.
Former Royal?
Yeah. And then there's a third former player, and I still haven't identified him.
Doesn't matter who he is.
They never
not
say
big
the
dick
name.
Is Przinski.
Right. But they never ever say each other's names. I just recognize
just
AJ
call him
Przinski.
Dick.
Yeah.
Hey, just point to where he touched you, all right?
So
just
anyway. So anyway,
got punched in the face.
They tried because they were talking about this whole entire A's situation and the pitch clock thing and the injury stuff, and they were trying so hard to avoid saying we need a salary cap and a floor in baseball because Kratz almost said it. And he stopped himself.
Well, it's because the
because
Players Association would beat the shit out of him.
Exactly, but
Tony and his buddies would be over there with a baseball bat for
what,
his kneecaps. And,
but because of what is going on right now in
Oakland, invited to the banquet next year.
No, I do think if these guys are any kind of representative of players now, they probably are looking at going, yeah, we at least need a floor because you got. This hee-haw in Oakland.
Why would you agree to a floor as the owners if there's not going to be a cap?
Well, I thought about this. I really don't think you can put a cap on baseball.
Why?
I don't think they make enough fucking money.
The league?
Yeah. You know, the NFL's salary cap is based on it.
It's profit
revenue.
Margin. Yeah.
I don't think they make enough revenue to... having a big enough salary cap. That's my personal belief. Nobody said
you might that's
actually not
wow. Yeah, that's huh.
And
but
well,
you can certainly put a fucking floor in.
The other issue that you have with that
Fisher.
Is the NFL also has its own television contract, which means everyone's getting the same amount of
right
money.
Yeah,
Major League Baseball, that's not the case.
True.
The amount of it kind of goes to what you're saying with the discrepancy is different because the salary cap would be different for the Royals than it would the Yankees because the Royals are never going to sniff it.
Right.
Because they don't have the television
revenue. But everybody
revenue.
Makes the same amount of money from MLB.
Yes, but
so you could at least
but you'd have to tweak a lot of things.
So you could at least put a floor.
I get that, but the cap part, I think you're right. The top part, I think, would be because
it's
problem.
Like
you're winning me over with your argument.
Well, we'll just say, let's say each team makes $100 million.
Yeah, you can
from
set a floor.
MLB.
That's enough to set a floor.
Yeah,
$80 million you have to spend. I don't know.
Maybe a hundred million.
I don't
sure.
know. Sure, and then. Whatever you peak is.
I think the Royals are going to get no hit tonight. They're facing a rookie making his major league debut.
Oh, fuck. Oh, are you kidding me?
Nope.
Yeah. It's not going to be a no hit, but it's going to be like a one hit.
Yeah. We're going to get schooled.
Yeah.
That was a nice cutter. Damn.
Yeah.
That was a good pitch.
Hell, even the 2015 Royals couldn't even fucking do anything against rookie pitching.
No. There we go.
God damn. I don't know what it is about that.
If the floor was set at $80 million, the...
A's would be $20 million but below it.
They would be $40 million under it. Their payroll is $43
million. $43 million?
In 2023? Yeah, there needs to be a rule.
As of March 31st, their active total salary is $43 million.
That's...
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and then here's
silly.
Another one that says 47.
That's still silly.
So it's fucking low.
Because hell, even the Royals are over 100 this year, aren't they?
They gotta be.
And then
I think they're like 112.
Something like that, yeah.
And then Kratz did come on and say, he did say something that is like, he basically said that both sides are wrong.
They are.
Whenever they do negotiations and stuff.
It's usually the case.
He admitted it. He's like, whenever something good is brought up for baseball, what?
Oh, he said he swung.
Just ignore him.
You're on when roll. Something good is brought forth in negotiations, that can help both sides. You know, and it's like the pitch clock, for example.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, that's a great idea. What am I getting out of this? And that's what both sides say.
It's like
we'll do that, but what am I getting out of it?
It's like,
and when you have both sides
US
that
politics.
Are saying that, where do you go from there? You know, it's like, oh, that's a great idea, but what am I getting out of it?
Yeah,
it's like modern
motherfucker.
Politics.
And he's saying that's the negotiations in baseball. Whenever.
And your description of the guy.
Well, and that's where the problem in baseball lies, essentially.
Agreed.
Is that
and
then
the owners
can't
problem.
Comprehend what to tell them, and then the players always ask for too much.
But then the owners are in the same boat. If the players came up and said, "Hey, we think a pitch clock is a great idea," okay, cool. The owners would be like,
what
"Okay,
do we
great.
Get for
them? What are we getting out of it?"
Yeah.
And I think your description of the guys on the podcast is probably accurate for people in Major League Baseball, where there are guys on every MLB roster that really do wish there was a floor and a cap, but they don't dare say it.
Yep.
Oh, I bet there's
there because there are so many guys that there are such few guys in baseball that are responsible for the ridiculous. Most of the guys don't make anywhere near what those top 20% guys are making, you know, because they take it all.
Yep.
But they can't say that because you're right. There'll be a hit put out on them. Someone will be knocking on their door in the morning. There'll be a horse head in somebody's bed when they wake up.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring it up.
You know, and then
yeah,
take the cannoli, leave the bat.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, you know, you got the A's debacle, which again, by the way, they're going to be playing in a minor league stadium for the next 3, maybe 4 years.
God, I hope Sacramento. They make the playoffs.
And that's what they're talking about. Is like, what if they accidentally made the playoffs?
fucking wild card game.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. That's
oh
going to be
God.
Awesome.
And the league's going to make them play in like Anaheim.
Which would be funny because they can't make the playoffs themselves.
Yeah. Which,
so
God forbid, what would happen if they went to the World Series? A one game wild card playoff.
Whatever.
Okay.
We'll let them have one.
It's not great, but...
We
can get by.
Anything past that.
The division series? 5 games? You gonna play 3 of them here? Oh my God, you're going to the league championship series? A 7-game series?
Yeah. So that's a debacle.
Yes.
Well,
first of all, the Las Vegas thing is a debacle.
Oh my
God. Did they talk about that?
Yes. And here's what they talked about but didn't talk about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They talked about a totally different debacle.
Oh. Not even the teachers' union thing?
Not even the teachers' union thing.
The suing of whether the stadium can even be built.
That's not even what you're talking about.
The Royals and Chiefs lost a sales tax vote that is far from killing them completely. And they're much less dysfunctional
than
fucking Oakland.
Then, yeah. Well, Sacramento.
Or
No,
the A's.
Sacramento A's. Doesn't want them.
Yeah, the A's.
Oh no,
A's.
They screwed up the copyright.
I don't even know how that.
No, I know. There was a new letter that came out. They didn't put in the right name for the copyright.
So it's just the A's, the A's. Because of that reason? Because
they didn't get it in time before somebody else got it.
They're an early 2000 punk rock band.
So this is the Washington Redskins, yes. Washington Commanders, Washington football team.
Yeah.
And somebody snatched up everything that they were going to do.
You are the A's.
That's great. Thank you. Whoever that was. Thank you.
It never came out because...
No one cares.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of what happened.
They're going to have to wear their road unis the whole time because nothing can say Oakland.
So, yeah, the problem in Vegas is it's kind of a smaller problem. I guess it is the 40th ranked TV viewership in the country.
Probably. Wow.
That it's pretty much just Vegas.
That
there's nothing else really close.
No,
around
not.
You know, like
no, it's literally in the middle of the fucking desert.
I mean, like here, like well, at least we got you know all of Kansas and all of you know Nebraska and
Iowa,
some of
yeah,
Iowa.
Yeah, there's viewership regional from four or five states that watch the Royals.
It's pretty much Nevada. And
all 5 million.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's it.
Huh.
And they're saying nobody knows what's going to happen in baseball. With it's already not great with football. I guess as far as viewership is concerned, it's not great. It's not bad, but it's not... We're talking about baseball, which really
most people
just
baseball struggle. The average
anyway.
Most sports fans struggle with baseball.
Yeah, their TV is going to be. They're predicting a shit, a big dump, like awful. And that's what
like 13,000 people at opening day. Awful.
No.
3,000 people.
No, they'll get attended.
No, I thought that was the second.
They don't have.
Oh, okay.
They have.
There was one
zero,
game.
They have
one
zero
game
problem
I saw. They had
3,000
people there.
Situation.
Yeah, people going to because visiting
mean,
teams will come in all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the Raiders are never going to have a problem with attendance ever.
No.
Because
people go and make it a weekend.
They could lose.
Oh, at 17 games,
years,
they'll still have good attendance.
Never win another game again.
People will still go.
And people will still go because...
It's Vegas.
Hey, let's go. Chiefs are playing this weekend. Let's make it a road trip. Or not a road trip, but to fly down there, do a little gambling, whatever, and they'll be fine. And the attendance in for baseball will be fine. But that's not where your revenue comes from.
Not entirely.
No.
No, you need to pick up what you can from the television side.
Yeah. And they're worried nobody's going to pick that up.
I know I'm not the smartest man in baseball, but leadoff walks are generally bad, right?
Technically.
Okay.
Is that what we just did?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
On like four pitches, I think. So.
Oh, that's good.
It was intentional. Got him right where we want him.
So with what...
I want Parkman.
What's your part of this as far as the bad news?
Pile on, Roger.
If you can touch it, you can name.
It's just the teachers union lawsuit that's going to be heard on.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So this is a vote, correct? Or are they going... Because here's something...
It's a lawsuit that can lead to a vote.
How did the Buffalo Bills get a new stadium?
Wasn't it a mixture of private and public funding?
Yeah.
No.
There was no vote.
Mm-hmm. I did not know this. I thought they voted for it and approved it.
No,
there was no vote. Because a lot of people are from the Buffalo region are saying if we would have known what we know now...
That the team was going to dump everybody except Josh Allen?
That the Royals and Chiefs didn't get their thing passed, we wouldn't have voted. Because this is horse shit. Basically, we're just getting shoved down our throat a bill to our taxes that we're going to have to pay for this.
Because LA is the first one that was built.
And it is the most expensive.
By private money, right?
Yes.
And it's also the most expensive.
No. Well, yes. Tennessee didn't go to a vote either, but that's because they didn't have to dip into that much of public money.
Okay.
It was enough that they would just
but
give
this
it
is
home.
The big, this is the big...
Because 25% of it's only public money.
Buffalo, at least at this
which
point...
Is, yeah.
At this point, Buffalo is the highest publicly paid.
Really?
Yes.
The highest percentage?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
And what's funny is we talked about this
for now.
The day
now,
after
obviously
the,
that's going to change.
We talked about this the day the after the vote. The one thing that that I got to because we podcasted the day after that, I've had a chance to talk to a lot more people since then. I actually know a lot of sports fans who voted against it just because they didn't like the plan.
They
were like, I don't got any problem throwing some money at it publicly. But not this money, not that plan. Do
it was
better.
Completely half-assed.
Do better.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they will, it's kind of like your point. I think if they're going to be asked to throw 25% in, sure, it might pass if they
well,
do it here.
Yeah,
and, but the plan as presented was half-assed and it was too much money.
Well, in Tennessee, it was not that much money. And really the only thing the Titans asked for was land. Well, if that's all you're asking for, that's...
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Sure. We'll give you that. You know, that's not really any money per se. I know it is, but it isn't. People don't see
it's
it.
It's nothing coming out of a budget.
Well, and then the other thing is the state kicked in money, but also I think it's Tennessee State.
They get to play their college games.
Yeah,
there.
So...
Yeah.
I don't think the taxpayer is going to care that much that... Well, our state college gets to play there, so who gives a shit? You
right.
know, like, that's a big benefit. Yes, we should have to put in money to play there, because if they were going to build their own stadium...
We'd be spending money on it anyway.
Yeah, we'd still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one's too easy. Now, Buffalo, yeah, that one's kind of...
I think the streak's in tonight, boys.
I don't know quite how they... Didn't have to go to a vote, but it's New York. Their laws are
their politics or their laws may be different.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not even going to pretend like I know.
Well, New York has been anonymous for having things passed that never go to a vote that are kind of bullshit.
Well, actually,
it's kind of 50-year history
well,
there.
Of
New York.
50.
I mean,
you
mean
250?
Yeah, maybe 250.
Sure, but let's not forget I. Tell me if I'm wrong. St. Louis Cardinals got a new stadium and nobody voted on it either. And I think...
I don't remember.
I think we are paying for that.
We're helping pay for that?
Yes.
Well, and I think that was another argument people made about
because
the Boys
I remember when... Because Holden basically... He was the governor at the time. And he basically just said, yep, I waved my wand and St. Louis is getting a new stadium.
Well,
what?
That was
what
part
about
of,
us?
That
in
was
Kansas City, and then that's when things.
Well, that was part of the argument I heard too. Was that the state said they were going to kick in money for both stadiums and everything, but never committed to how much, a percentage,
well,
amount, nothing.
And
it was like,
and going
okay,
back
more
and going back to the debacle that was this stadium was. I remember us all talking about this because early when. Sherman was talking about the funding. He was talking about all these different funding sources that were going to get kicked in. And then Quentin Lucas was on either 610 or 810 right after and was like, I don't know where he's getting that from. it's not how this works. You know?
Yeah.
So... You know, we're a week after that aftermath, and I think that basically it's what we said. The Royals got their hands slapped and said, come back with a better plan.
And honestly, we talked about it on here, too. The Chiefs' plan was underwhelming.
Yep.
It was basically a new pedestrian bridge. So, it's like, come on, we're giving you that much money, you got to come up with something better.
And I think and I think that going back to, like, the overall problems with baseball, it does add to it that... You know, for as exciting as some of the games have been, there's a lot of these things lurking in the margins that are not good for the game.
Overall, I mean, it boggles my mind that they make as much money as they do. Because I swear to Christ, I really don't know that many people that are baseball fans.
Well, one of the people at this table will admit he's not the biggest one.
But no, I mean, but really, seriously, you think about it. You're walking down the street.
There aren't.
And you got a Chiefs jersey on or something like that. How many people are going to go, yeah, go Chiefs or something like that? You walk down the same street with a Royals jersey on, and how many people are going to say, it's...
Hey, I'm just letting you know, I've watched more women's college basketball than I did baseball this year.
So get the fuck out. leave the computer, but get the fuck out.
You can figure out how to work that shit, right, Tom?
Yeah. Go buy yourself a Subaru.
Might have to change the name.
Change the name.
Because I don't have the passwords, but I am not going to let that go buy a Subaru joke slide because that was phenomenal.
No,
was it?
That was great.
Was it phenomenal?
That was great.
It's getting aired. If you're up to it, yeah.
Hey, no, I was one of the 15 other million people that watched that didn't watch baseball, so just saying.
I watched one college basketball game this year. And it was Iowa LSU.
Oh.
I didn't even watch the championship game.
The women's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Iowa UConn game was really good.
I know that's it was. I can't remember. I had something going on. I wasn't able to watch, but yeah. But yeah, that Iowa LSU game was a good. She put on a show.
I only have outside of this table. I maybe have two other friends I can actually talk real baseball with, and 90% of my friends are sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a handful that I could actually, aside from, hey, did the Royals win last night? No one knows shit.
Right. Hey, we're not getting no hit.
And we got out of that inning with
it turned out 6-4-3.
Double play.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I've got one buddy at work who actually listens. Hi, Chad. Who is a huge baseball fan.
Good for you. Thank you, Chad.
Yes. Yeah. And outside of that, I talk with you guys and well, my brother Dave and my mom.
When I get it, I don't expect 8:10 or 6:10 to talk Royals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or even the Chiefs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But good God, I was listening to them for the past this past week for about an hour time for Chiefs. I never heard a fucking thing about the Royals. And that was even on 6:10.
The home of the... Yeah.
I told you that was happening last year.
That's a fucking problem.
Here's
the problem is radio will tell you how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to talk about things and
they're more in touch with what everybody's interested in when people tune out.
Yeah. And when people tune out and they start talking baseball, they're going to switch topics and they're going
to
start.
I don't listen to 6:10 as often, but do they have people come on? Sure. Kansas City fans just come on and say, hey, I got a beef. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Okay. Because I know 8:10 still, I know 8:10 still does. I didn't know whether 6:10
Well, it depends on the show.
Yeah, it depends on the show.
But I'm basing it off of that. It's like, if your callers are calling in going, I want to talk about the Chiefs. Let me tell you something about these Chiefs. These motherfuckers or whatever. I want to talk about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, like you just said, it's like if 10 people call up and go, let me tell you about these goddamn Royals. They'll talk about the Royals.
Oh, most of it has been the draft.
Most of it's the draft. And the free agencies. Rides. And the, and re-signs. And
well, and your biggest...
Who didn't sign?
And your biggest tell, though, is your national podcast-type TV shows. They don't talk about baseball.
No.
Not really.
No.
On ESPN or FS1. It's in the margins when they talk about it.
I bet I can count on one hand on the amount of minutes Pat McAfee has talked about baseball.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They don't talk about baseball.
He spends more time talking about WWE than he does baseball.
I saw him talk. He got on a tirade about the slapping.
Oh, yeah. The slap competition.
What is it called? Slap
competition. Oh, my gosh, yes.
He got on a roll. He's like, he was talking about this the other day. He's like, hey, I was so fucking pissed. He's like, the Hank Aaron, the
of Slappers.
Of Slappers comes up and is like, this is the intense time, you know. Then, and I guess they figure out who's going to slap first off of a coin flip or some whatever. So the opponent wins the coin flip. It's like, that motherfucker knocked Hank Aaron out in one fucking strike, and they couldn't wake him back up. So you couldn't fucking even watch the greatest slapper ever.
Greatest slapper. Just get knocked out.
Because he got knocked the fuck out in the freaking first slap. So yeah, he spends more time talking about that kind of stuff than he will baseball.
Well, and then
I don't blame him.
Watching Colin Cowherd, and he's been on the tirade with NBA, so it's okay. You know, it's just, it's all,
no, it's,
yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, baseball's got a small window, and this is it, of trying to be the prime time thing, and nobody's talking about it.
And I really do think their TV is what the
complete shit. It's the biggest problem.
It's complete shit.
And the economics of the league is shit. So.
Yep, everything's shit. That's why it's like,
that's why you want to reset it.
And, you know,
go back to the heyday of your watching enjoyment of the, like, 50s and 60s.
Fucking dumbass that's going to retire, what?
Steroids, let's do it.
He's going to retire in the next, whatever, 5 years or 3 years or whatever Manfred. It is. Manfred. I just wonder, and I want to talk to somebody, like, in the known world. What's it going to be like when he retires?
Same.
What's the landscape of baseball going to be like? I mean, the A's are going to be in Sacramento for 3 years at that point. The revenue, the TV deals, I can't imagine getting any better.
I think they get stagnant.
Could be worse if they don't figure out the stadium part. For the A's, they may be in Sacramento a lot longer.
But, I mean, that's just one of the numerous issues. Is he seeing the writing on the wall going, I'm getting the fuck out while the getting's good, and it ain't good now. But at least I'll be out in 3 years or 4 years. What did he say, 3 years?
I just know he's got a planned exit.
It was like 2028 or something.
Whatever.
When you're in a position like that, that succession planning is.
Before I leave, we're going to have expansion. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Which is funny because.
That's going to fucking happen.
I heard him say that he doesn't want expansion at the same time. So I was like, so which one is it? Do you want it or don't want it?
That is such a Major League Baseball thing.
It is. Totally is.
Because I don't see.
Because he said it, and then he also said he doesn't want it because there's not enough people to play in the majors.
You are going to have such a more diluted product.
Oh, there's enough players. There's not enough viewers.
Well, that's the
from an attendance standpoint, from a TV standpoint, all that.
Well, that's another thing too. Is who are you going to contract this TV out?
I mean, fuck, the four of us will fucking suit up.
Yeah.
So you got
I'll take
players.
The league minimum.
Hell yeah. Well, you got players.
That doesn't mean they're quality.
Exactly. But you got players.
Hey, you get what you pay for if the four of us are taking the field.
Yeah.
I'll play it for the Little Rock A's.
Does anybody know how to throw a knuckleball?
On NedStreams.com.
It's got a change up and a curve. That's it.
That's what we're going to be playing on after.
Jesus. And then you're our
ace. You're our ace. Yeah. You got two pitches. We'll start warming up, buddy. I'll be ready in the seventh.
I don't know how consistent that curve is anymore.
Because I've got one pitch. Pray that it makes it to the plate.
If you can get a piece of it, you can rename it.
I haven't thrown either in a while.
If you threw a curveball today, you would blow your arm
out.
Oh,
my God.
You would be on you would be on light duty at work for the next 9 months, and you'd have to explain why your elbow is blown out.
Who was the pitcher who threw the pitch and his arm snapped? Dravecki?
He's done it twice.
Yeah.
Dave Dravecki.
Yeah, he did it twice.
He had fucking arm cancer.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, never mind. I'm not joking about that
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, he did it twice.
He's fucking dead.
Is he?
And he lost his arm.
No, dude, damn.
Yeah.
You're a dick, Tom.
I just keep right on. Dude, you're a dick. Wah, wah. Right straight down.
Yep, nope. I'm not touching that one anymore. Yeah, my arm would fall off. It would suck.
I would just love for you to...
You're on Tom's job.
I'm just imagining when he shows up to work with his arm in a sling, telling his boss that he can't work for 9 months. So what happened? Well, you see, what happened was I was preparing to pitch for the Little Rock A's.
Sling. He's going to have this giant cast, and then a sling, and then a ball under it, and he's going to be like...
I got hurt in a car wash, remember?
I do. You're attached to retina.
So, no, that would not be the least embarrassing
thing. Yes, that happened.
Oh, there's a story, but it's not being told on air.
You need new friends.
Let's just say Tom doesn't make it through a season.
No.
You're already labeled injury prone. You are already labeled injury prone and have not pitched a...
God damn, what the fuck happened there?
Car wash.
Car wash?
Not kidding. That's the next day.
Those of you that are just listening, he's showing pictures of his...
It's a crime scene.
Like his deformed face.
Yeah, well, it got fucked up.
That's what happens when you fight the green whapper outside, you know?
Yeah.
What you did was driving the...
He walked into the car wash.
No. Get in the bed of a truck, go, come on, let's do it.
The Jackass theme playing in the background.
Exactly.
No. Yeah,
we'll have to talk about this off air.
That was a pressure washer. Car wash, a high pressure. Had a surge, came back, went across my forehead down here, impacted my orbital bone. If I hadn't been wearing glasses, I can almost guarantee I'd lost my eye. Yep. Yeah. So, yes, I am accident prone. I've also broke my ankle at range.
Yeah. We'll just put you on the IL now. Tom's gonna
call me Mondesi.
So the three of us
and Mr. DL.
God, yeah, you are Mondesi.
Yep.
So much potential, Tom. You just can't stay healthy.
He's just automatically gonna get designated
the
for
one guy that's probably the best. The one guy that's probably the best baseball player before of us.
I got news for you. If Roger's on this team, he ain't dating more. You're not gonna be hanging around on his watch.
There's no slacking around here, all right?
Nope.
You can stay on the podcast, but you got to go for this team.
You know what? You're going up in the booth. Oh, wait, no, never mind. There's FCC rules.
Yeah. Can't follow those either, apparently.
You're more dangerous up there than you are on the
Yeah, I never... And I can't trust you with the tarp. You'd probably get stuck under it, too.
You can call me Ken Harvey.
Yeah.
And it all circles back to 2003 Royals. I love it.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is I was watching Sunday Night Football or Sunday Night Baseball the other night.
See, even you do.
I know. And I was like, I swear to Christ, ESPN sabotaging their own.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah. They
They are. They want to be rid of
their. Yeah, they don't want baseball.
They do not.
All they can do to jump out of it.
They do not do a normal broadcast. Like. It's a 3-2 count. It's a 3-2 count. You know, runners at first and second, whatever. They'd be like, hey, let's talk to somebody in the dugout arbitrarily.
Let's talk to a random drunk guy in the stands.
And see how their family's doing. Hey, we're talking to...
Yeah, meanwhile, there's three guys on base.
Yeah.
Out on the... Yeah.
Like they did with Salvi in the home run derby. Yep.
Talked over him the whole time.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's talk to the catcher. What do you think? About what? Anything. Just start talking.
Just so we don't have to talk about baseball or the actual game.
Yeah, just start talking, man. Swing it.
We were trying to do everything else.
And Sunday Night Baseball used to be awesome. I watched it every week. I watched it every week.
Yes. You know, they're talking to the fielders. So what do you think this pitch is going to be? You know what?
I'm
shut
just
the
trying
fuck
to
up
yeah.
so I can fucking concentrate. No,
whatever. Can you imagine George Brett at third base?
No.
And someone asking him in an earpiece.
It wouldn't happen.
How he was feeling.
It would not happen.
He
would,
so right. How are the general awards doing?
It wouldn't.
He would.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hemorrhoids.
He probably ripped that
he
thing.
He would
I
find
here.
You. That's what he would do.
Maybe if he was sober enough.
No, it would never happen.
It's a small window.
But yeah, it has. But they don't want. They
usually
don't. They don't want to cover baseball.
I know they don't.
ESPN wants nothing to do.
I know
ESPN wants nothing to do with baseball.
They're fucking sabotaging it, like the
they are intentionally doing it.
Like the movie Major League, it was unwatchable.
We'll cross him off the
list. Fucking watchable.
They've already said they want out of that contract.
Yeah, I know they do.
They're trying to find.
Yeah,
they're trying to find a way to get out of it, and they can't.
Yeah, the only reason why they don't cuss is because that probably would draw.
Yeah. If we start getting too attitude,
people might actually
watch.
Get a little attitude era.
Yeah.
Fuck this fucking game. Let's just go
to the stands for some HLA.
Yeah, let's talk.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. How about the NHL? What's going on today in NHL? Motherfuckers.
Big spike in viewership. God damn it, stop saying the F word.
Yeah.
People are watching now.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I want out of this shit.
Well, fuck this shit.
I know.
They're trying to get the viewership down. They're like, we gotta get bare minimums here so we can.
So it's like PG nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, if they could switch that shit over to Nickelodeon, they totally would.
Yeah, so that's another reason why this is just... It's just
needs a big reset.
Where is the money coming from? We talked about this months ago.
I think you're going to see a downfall this year. Well, some of it, I mean, they still... It's just... The sponsors and stuff, they just keep, you know, re-upping and paying more money. And,
well, I brought
but
this...
I do think the downfall is going to happen.
Well, I brought this up some time ago and you guys poo-pooed it. But is it because globally it's maybe a bigger thing? Like Japan, you know, the South America areas. And I mean, it's a big fucking deal there. It really is.
I just have a hard time.
But
I think where you might be a little right with that, I think Major League Baseball is counting on the same six franchises to carry it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I think
football freaking embraces that.
They like the people who cover it may not like they have to come to Kansas City because they'd rather be in New York, but the NFL loves it.
Yes.
The NFL doesn't have a problem with the Chiefs being a dynasty. No. Major League Baseball would be fucking pissed off.
They'd actually prefer it.
If the Royals had won three out of the last five World Series, they would hate it.
Yes.
They would hate it. But they have...
Especially if it was like Milwaukee that they were facing.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Or,
it would be...
You know...
Yes.
Manfred would probably get beheaded.
Yeah.
By the rest of the...
They would come...
They would be okay with it if it was the Dodgers or the Cubs.
Yeah. Okay, go slaughter the Royals in four games.
But if it's Milwaukee and Kings...
Oh, they would they'd be fuming.
Oh, see, they were content with it being Royals-Mets in 15.
Yeah.
You know, because you had New York.
In New York. Yep.
But I think that's what they're counting on. They're
Well, and even the year before that with the Giants.
Yeah.
That's a big market. That's a huge market.
Yep.
So, yeah. I don't know. It'll probably never happen. Because I do believe baseball would probably sabotage the whole thing to... Like to see the Rays and Mets, or not Mets.
Oh, there'd be a PED test.
Or something like that, and you know, in the World Series, where it's two. Because we have. When was the last time we saw two small market teams in a World Series?
Royals Cardinals in 85.
Would you consider the Cardinals a small market?
They are by geographical definition.
But they're blue blood.
But they're a blue blood.
They are.
So you're
they're
right.
KU.
Yeah,
they're a blue blood, even if they're kind of in
small
no man's
market.
Land of the Midwest. They're one of them.
Yes.
They've won as many World Series as most of them.
Yes.
Not named the Yankees.
That is true. So, yes. So, when would have been? That's a good question. Ooh. Oh, they got a little high and tight with Bobby there.
See, that's what happened last night. He got a little...
Probably tiny. The small Detroit St. Louis?
Again, that's...
I mean, Detroit's not...
But St. Louis, again.
St. Louis is a blue blood. Right. But...
I mean, it's kind of like saying, well, KU is a small market.
Yeah.
Well, they're a big fucking deal, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. No, you're right. You're right.
No, so, I think I mean, you're 100% really, right.
Cardinals fuck a lot of things up. This is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because by definition, they're a small market.
Right.
But they're a fucking blue blood. So they kind of fuck all that shit up. Fucking Cardinals.
Maybe, but, 1979, Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yeah. And again, Cardinals, but Brewers, Cardinals. But Cardinals again.
Good grief, yeah. No, I'm...
Rockies played against Boston. Yeah. In their one shot at it.
Tampa and Philly.
You know, and then Arizona played New York. In 01.
Marlins, Indians, 97?
That's not bad.
That's probably as close as you're going to get. But by definition, Miami's huge.
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
It's not much of a
It's the opposite of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a larger city, no one cares. St. Louis, it's a smaller city, everyone cares.
Cincy, Oakland in 90?
Not bad. I can go there.
You can make an argument there.
Sure.
But then we're into 85, Royals, Cardinals.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Brewers, and 82.
Did you bring up 97, Marlins, Indians?
We're kind of agreeing. That's kind of
close. That's probably about as good as it's going to get. Hey, son of a bitch is 2-0.
All right. 2-run double for Vinny.
They must.
They walked Bobby.
Did they take the rookie out?
No, he's still in.
Get him out of there.
Hey, hopefully this would be a little bit of a slump buster for Vinny. Oh, dude, that was an ugly pitch, too.
Yeah,
man. That's up in his shoulders, and he drove that to the opposite field. There you go.
All right.
There we go.
Well, just watching this. There's some excitement with the Royals right now. I bet they only have 20,000 in the stands.
Yeah. Oh, if that.
You know.
It's a weeknight.
Yeah.
School's still in session. Mm-hmm. In the Midwest, it's probably 14,000.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's baseball.
It is.
Whereas Monday Night Football, the Chiefs are in school, it gets 75.
Exactly. And there's a lot of kids that are calling in sick Tuesday.
Okay. I think that's the biggest thing with baseball is they don't understand how TV and...
All right.
TV and your online presence is going to drive more than...
Yes. And they're not accepting that yet.
No. Yeah, because I said this before too, and I don't know. You guys were a little wishy-washy on that one too. A lot of my ideas just kind of go.
Oh, we're like MLB.
That's because they are kind of
fuckheads. Fuck off.
Well, I'm surprised when you have a good one like you did earlier. So,
but I think football kind of gets it that for the four of us, we're not rich. Never pretended to be rich. They don't really care if we go to a football game.
No, we'll watch it.
But
home
they
and
want
they're happy.
To make sure that you're watching.
Watch it on TV. And that you're posting about it.
Yeah. Oh, and that, they know if they get us watching at home,
they're going to make their money.
They can make just as much money off of you watching at home than anything else.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%. Boy, that might be the slowest running base paths I've ever seen. Pascantino
and
Perez.
Yeah, it better be a home run.
Yeah. Sorry. They might turn a double play here. Perez out at home. Pascantino out at second.
Rob Deere, Cecil Fielder with the Tigers. That one would have probably been even slower.
God, you're aging yourself there.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to help yourself.
No, gray hair does enough.
Ain't going to Naples, Florida.
Ain't going. I didn't move. I didn't move there, though.
Oh, that. He was looking at property there.
Yeah. I don't.
Looking at a condo. Nice condo.
If I had the
one
money.
One of those 50 and over places.
Like the one.
Was trash provided.
I'm a young man in Florida. They won't let me move there.
Gonna be
oh,
like,
he'd be
he's going to be like Kramer running the shuffleboard league or something.
He'd be the cougar bait down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Handyman. Cool boy.
Man. I mean,
here to lay some pipe.
I may not be here next week.
Her pipes are clean.
Hey, what time's your shift start? 4 o'clock?
That's dinner.
Is that dinner time?
4 o'clock's dinner.
Yeah.
If you're into
say
the wrinkled,
6 o'clock is time to go to bed.
Bedtime.
Yeah, it's bedtime. Yeah.
If you're into the wrinkled stuff, then yeah, go for it. I mean,
it's all wrinkled on the inside.
May not have needed to go there. I'm glad you did.
That's what she said.
Bases loaded.
Roger, you ready to put a ball on this?
Sure, if you're ready. All right, okay. See you next time.